This is Leo Babiu on KTWH, 99.5 FM, ktwh.org online. It's the last week of July of 2020, and on this Tuesday afternoon when we're recording this interview, we've had over 52,000, I believe, confirmed cases in the state of Minnesota. And I'm checking in with Lake County Emergency Manager BJ Kolstad today. We're a few days now past the onset of the executive order from Governor Walz, Order 2081, that required Minnesotans to wear a face mask in general in public indoor places. And it went into effect on Saturday. And there was a media release from the Emergency Management Department dated July 27th. BJ, do you want to tell us what Emergency Management Lake County had to say about the mask mandate?
Yeah, thank you, Leo. We were just trying to let people know, make sure that people knew about the mandate, his executive order, as you mentioned, the Mask Up Minnesota order. And we just wanted to let people know that Lake County is pleased to see the state take leadership on this issue. We all agree that masks are an important way to slow the spread, and we want to protect our citizens and our visitors and help keep our businesses open. We think that it's a good idea to have it come consistently across the state of Minnesota all at the same time rather than to try to have individual counties or cities make their own different mask mandates.
Your statement is one of just simple, pragmatic support for a step that you see as putting us all on the same page and not anything about any kind of ideological mandate, but this is really a public health step of pragmatism.
It's true. It does make sense from a public health perspective to have people wear masks, and we've all been encouraged to wear masks for some time. But throughout this whole pandemic, Lake County has supported and followed whatever the governor's orders are based upon the Minnesota Department of Health and other department specialists and scientists. And so we agree that it's a way to slow the spread of the disease, and we just encourage all of our residents and visitors and businesses to do the same. So Lake County is going to be updating our COVID preparedness plan to follow those guidelines, and we encourage others to do the same.
I imagine this technically means that all businesses that didn't have precautions that went as far as the governor's mandate are going to have to be modifying their business plans.
We all are, and that includes Lake County. Until this time, we didn't have a mask mandate for Lake County staff or visitors. We encouraged it and supplied masks, but we didn't require them. And so now, like other businesses, we are requiring them, and we're also posting that on our doors. Although I should point out that I think since June 22nd, Lake County has been open by appointment only. So we still encourage people, if you want to do business with Lake County, to do it remotely by phone or calling in or using our drop boxes.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, and I read a number of passages in the governor's executive order, it was fairly extensive because there are a lot of specific conditional definitions and exemptions, because it's not a one-size-fits-all, just flat-out mandate, but there are many exemptions that are provided for. But I also didn't notice that there's any requirement, for instance, for somebody operating a business that has a public accommodation. They don't necessarily have to provide face masks, and they certainly, I would imagine, would have the right to refuse service to someone who wasn't masked, but I'm not even sure that that is stated outright in the order.
Well, businesses do not have to provide masks to their employees necessarily or the public, but they are encouraged to do that, and many businesses I know are. I also know that the governor made it clear that this is not, while it is technically enforceable, he's encouraging people to do education and encouraging people to comply, and he even stated in his public conference that he would rather see law enforcement hand out face masks than tickets. So one of the reasons that he's promoting that is to try to reduce the stress and the determination for businesses to try to enforce this on their own. So if people do come into a business and they're not wearing a mask, business owners are invited to request that they wear a mask and to give them one if they want, but not to have a conflict with that person simply because they don't have a mask. There are some people, as we know, that are not able to wear masks because of a medical condition, and those people do have an exception under those people do have an exemption under the governor's order. Some people, for example, are wearing face shields instead of face masks if they find it hard to breathe through a face mask.
I think it's fair to say that we all should understand that there are a number of people who might have a number of conditions. It is problematic to be asking people about their health status and reasons for not wearing a mask in public. But if someone just simply flat out were to say, I refuse to wear your mask in a business, I assume in a private establishment, they would have the right to not accommodate that patron to their business who refuses.
I believe that they do have that right, although we would hope that it wouldn't come to that.
Right. I know the governor went to great pains to try to make it clear that the purpose was not to criminalize anyone for whether they were wearing a mask or not, rather to achieve a public health good aim. I think technically it's something that could be in the class of a minor misdemeanor that you can be ticketed for, but he was not even interested in seeing that as the focus, but rather for it to be taken as a public health campaign for people to be mutually supportive. If I wear my mask so you can be healthy and you wear your mask so that I can be healthy.
I think you're right, Leo. I think we're all just hoping that everyone can understand and try to be respectful and thoughtful and compassionate with each other and realize that this is a challenge for all of us, whether we've been used to wearing masks or whether it's new to some of us. We're just all trying to do the best we can to protect each other.
Indeed. BJ, you meet biweekly still with your operations center team. Are there any tasks facing you as we head into later summer, specific goals?
Well, we do meet more regularly than that with our Emergency Operations Center team. That's our Health and Human Services Department and Public Health Department, yeah. And with the board and with our department heads. So the things that have been going on most recently is we still continue to focus on our long-term care facilities. We did a training last week so that we could form a local team to respond to an outbreak or even a case in a long-term care facility or congregate care facility. So we have a local team who can go in there and help with the testing of all the staff and residents for COVID. And we're also working on getting a local team that can help with case investigation in case the Minnesota Department of Health, who is the lead agency for that, we have been working with them so that we can step in and help out if that's a requirement. We think that it might be friendlier and more effective if we can do it locally. So that's one of our projects. And, of course, we are working on redoing our Lake County COVID preparedness plan to make sure that we have masks available for everyone. And we're still working on providing PPE or personal protective equipment to all of our first responders and essential personnel, and now even to the public. I know that the state of Minnesota said that they were going to send out 4 million masks to the chambers of commerce in every county, and I spoke with our chamber of commerce today, and they said that they did receive 4,000 masks, and so they're working to try to get them out to businesses and employees and the public as needed. We also are still working on trying to get homemade face masks and sharing them with the public. So those are the things that we're working on.
It came to my attention that if we maintain the wearing of masks and we have months, who knows, from half a year to longer until we're hitting the home stretch if we do get to a vaccination stage of responding and getting through COVID. We've got a lot of mask wearing ahead of us, so these things are going to wear out and we're going to need to resupply.
That's true, and that's why we keep going through them. People think, oh, don't you have enough masks at this point already? And the answer is, well, no, you're right. They wear out. If you're wearing the disposable ones, of course, they wear out faster because they cannot be washed. And if you're wearing cloth masks, different materials and elastic wears out, and so you do need more than one mask. Some people put one in their car or in their purse or their pocket, and some people have 3 or 4 masks that they rotate and launder. So, yeah, it is going to be a long-term project, and it's going to take a lot of, I think, courage and patience to get through this and until it becomes kind of the new normal for the next few months until we think we can get a vaccine for this available.
Yes, I was listening to an expert. There's so many experts on the media these days, but this was an interesting perspective from a woman who dealt with kind of emotional anthropology. She was talking about how people are most resonant to responding to change, and you take a very bizarre situation such as what we've been talking about, our new normal, and after a while, it loses, people are not paying as much attention to it because it represents not a change in the status, it's a bizarre and sustained status, and people normalize it. This unfortunately leads to us actually not having that much of a response empathically to the fact that 500 to 1,000 people in the U.S. might die on a given day from this condition, you know, that's caused by this coronavirus. And that was humbling to realize, is that we respond most strongly to change, and then we begin to normalize things. And so this will be quite a process getting through what's yet to come that, you know, it's hard for us to foresee how long we'll be dealing with this issue.
I think you're right. It's hard for us to believe it and to believe that it's still going on. I know that we're all getting a little bit tired of it, and I heard someone give a quote. I can't remember their name, but they said that just because we live up here in the woods, we're not out of the woods yet. It's going to go on for quite some time. So we might as well get used to it.
A pun in service of awareness raising. I like that.